Death is a part of life, so make the Stone Appliance Stiff Celebrity Sweepstakes a vital part of your ticket day. Listen to Dunham and Miller at 7:35 and play. Brought to you by Central Polaris and McKinney and Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
In there next year. Start now. And now with another 40-liner, here is Dan Palm.
Next Wednesday, you boys will be at Scuba Toys, I-35 at Crosby in Carrollton.
Scuba.
So come out.
Why is he so disinterested in reading the 40-liners?
Because it's Friday,
not
6:30.
My job.
You know, I was thinking that maybe we should assign that to him.
Oh, boy, that'd be bad.
Why?
Did you know that on that same day, it's Bring Your Swimsuit to Work Day with the ScubaToys.com grand opening and the hard line?
No, I didn't.
Did you know that you can get a free scuba lesson with the ticket and bikini-clad females? Also, you will actually get to go on a dive and experience the sensation of breathing underwater.
Breathing Underwater by Charles Ampere.
It's at I-35 at Crosby and Carrollton for Scuba Toys with the Hardline, Wednesday, 3 to 7.
I think he should start reading those. I like that.
Yeah. It's good stuff, boy.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it?
All right. Let us pony up now for a very explosive concert calendar, which is brought to you this week by Progressive Insurance. Let's see what's going on tonight. At the Smirnoff, Styx, Peter Frampton, America, and Nelson.
God, man.
I'm there.
I'm telling you, I would so love to see America. I wish America would... And you know what they do?
They go in at 8 o'clock. Not 7. They go in at 8 o'clock.
America does?
Yes.
Here's America's bit, though.
I think I can make it.
Instead of going out on their own and coming and playing, like, the tea room or... You know, one of those places that holds a couple thousand, they always piggyback on bands like this, like Frampton and Styx, and they're the first ones, and no one cares.
They probably know they can't sell out anything.
You know what? They could, though.
They could probably play the Granada, couldn't they, Snake?
Yeah, Granada. Boy, I would be front and center.
Love that.
Be a good place for them to play. They make a lot more money.
You know what? I'm going to make that happen. My goal is to get America at the Granada within the year.
All right.
Give me a little high five on that.
Oh, Lord.
What do you think of that, Greg O?
I don't like that at all. But I do like the fact that I'm going to get to see the greatness of Peter Frampton tonight. Love Peter Frampton.
And the wah-wah pedal?
He's pretty spare live, Greg.
Don't tell me about that, Danny. I've seen him live a couple times, and he's pretty good.
Have fun fighting through Mr. Roboto tonight.
Yeah, good luck with all that.
No, I won't see Styx at all. No, when Frampton's done, I'm out of there.
You think he'll play Do We Feel Like Doo-Doo?
He probably will.
And extend it for like 20 minutes?
Right.
I like him. I think he's good.
I'll bet you're going to be so disappointed.
One. Why do you think so?
I want a full concert review.
Because I'll bet he's not that great.
I don't even think you're going.
He's going, because you know what I offered? I offered, what?
Good God.
I asked.
God Almighty.
Dookie.
What?
You asked if he would get you a t-shirt.
You know what just happened there?
What?
Distracted?
I was distracted by the jug, and I couldn't finish my sentence.
That'll happen.
Who's jug?
Did you see him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw him, the one in the white.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice jug.
That's going to be on my tombstone.
What?
Death by the boob. Something's going to happen, and I'm going to die by the hand of the boob.
Death by chuggage.
Yes.
So you asked, there's no more jugs, so you asked me what?
I don't remember.
Okay.
To get him a concert t-shirt, and he said yes.
He said yes, so he's going.
I'm going tonight. There's no doubt. I'll be there.
At the Firewater Bar and Grill, Eric Johnson.
Now, you love him, Corby.
Huh? Here it comes again.
Oh, it's coming back?
Uh-oh.
The boob?
Distracted by...
Yep.
Somebody go down and tell that girl to get out of here before ruins our show.
What do we need to do?
Oh, Mike, you're distracted by it now because it's making another entrance. Maybe we should give her a headset.
Yeah, see if she wants to do the concert calendar with
Ma'am? Would you come here for a second?
Ma'am.
No.
Miss, we'd like to give you a headset and let you join us on our last segment. Please? I'm asking from the bottom of my heart. Why not? How about if I give you a wireless microphone, you can just stand there and I'll talk to you whenever we need you.
What if those...
Mike.
What if...
Mike.
Hey, what? I have never seen you being blown off by so many girls.
You're okay.
Girls
three, man.
Don't like me, okay?
Normally they do.
No, they don't. That's okay. It's all right.
Uh-oh,
Greg.
You okay, Greg?
What'd I say?
At the Gypsy Tea Room tonight, the Burden Brothers and Pleasure Club.
Now, they've got that big old drummer, don't they, Danny?
Yes.
Boy, they got that song that will not die. That song, they must be making some pretty serious cash from that one song.
That drummer is, I mean, he looks like he would be a tight end in the NFL.
Yeah.
He's
what
giant.
Song is that? Is that that
Beautiful
there
Night?
There goes my hero.
This.
How much beer do you think it takes to get the drummer drunk?
A keg.
You think it's a one keg a day?
I don't know how much it takes, but they achieved it at the Dallas Observer Music Award.
Yeah.
Whatever, how much it took, they got
maybe an IV of Jack or something.
What did he say when he accepted the award?
He just walked up to the microphone and goes, drunk, didn't he?
Yeah, I'm drunk.
I'm drunk.
They walked off. That was genius.
At Trees, Pimpadelic.
Had it.
They're still around?
Had it.
Well, they were close to making it, though.
They were
so close.
At the Liquid Lounge, Doug Burr and the Theater Fire.
Doug Burr of the Lonelies. Go see him. He's good.
At Dada, Dead Man.
Dead Man.
Is that tonight?
Yeah.
Might be there. I might be there.
What time will they go on?
I just heard that Doug Burr had to cancel, but the Theater Fire is playing.
Oh, dear. Skip it. So what time would Dead Man go on, Danny?
I think they're playing last. I would say about 11:30.
Maybe I'll drop by and buy you a beer.
Maybe you will.
And I will buy you a beer.
I know. It's what I hear.
Damn right he will. And shots and more beer.
At Club Indigo, Big Iron.
Big Iron? How's T-Bar out here? Did they fire T-Bar?
Look at T-Bar.
I don't know. T-Bar.
What a nerd.
Saturday.
You leave him alone. He's the hardest working guy up there.
Is he?
He's a good man.
Saturday at Gillies, John Anderson.
Grego? Didn't he run for president in 1980?
He did. That's a different John Anderson.
Did he just swing in? Is that the
yes,
John Anderson?
I didn't know he was playing there.
He's a beating.
And
he
is there
a beating.
Is a possibility I will be there.
Oh, boy. Big night for you.
Because we're not leaving for Chicago till. How about this? We're leaving Chicago Sunday morning, doing the game, and then coming back that night. Me and George. Right.
You're the hardest working guy.
No, ever. I'm not hard working at all. I just basically got to get on a plane.
Oh.
At Haley's in Denton, Elf Power.
Can you please not touch that? Thank you, sir.
I don't feel very good.
Elf Power.
I think there'll be a lot of windsuits and cologne out there.
Windsuits, cologne, and gel in the hair.
Oh, boy.
he dresses like those guys in the crew that sit around at construction
he
sites.
Does. That's Elf.
Sopranos.
I mean, you can picture Elf sitting there, can't you?
Totally.
Yeah.
With the perfect hair.
Right. And talking like
and
that.
And he's got so much high karate cologne on. Elf is going to shoot me for implying that he wears high karate. I didn't mean it, Elf.
At Dan Silverleaf, the great Bugs Henderson.
Oh, dear.
Well,
if he's so great, why do you make fun of his lisp all the time?
Right.
I don't.
Yeah, you do.
I don't. Bugs Henderson is incredible.
At lisping.
According to you.
He is. He's great.
You're sorry for making fun of him.
You are, man.
He's such a nice guy.
I don't make fun of him.
That guy has been nothing but nice to you, and here you are just ragging on him.
I wish you guys wouldn't throw that out there, because you know it's not true.
You go on the air and do impressions of him.
I do not. I've never done that.
Here's my impression of Mike doing Bugs Henderson. Super!
I play Fenders and Gibsons.
And Marshall
Stacks.
Bugs Henderson.
That's right.
I've never done anything
and
like that.
And you always add an S to the end of his last name.
Right.
I'm Bugs Henderson.
I have far too much respect for bugs to do anything like that.
Such a liar.
Low-life vermin.
At the Barley House, petty theft.
Wow, you got the applause for your band. What time are you going on?
11 or thereabouts. The Nitrons open.
Okay.
I'm going. You know anything about them?
Nothing.
Yep, I do. They're kick-ass.
You going to go, Danny?
Yeah, I think so.
I may go, too. Maybe.
Saturday night?
Can't promise you. Maybe.
If I can score a bag, I'm there.
At the Lakewood Bar and Grill, Simply Bob. At Club Clearview, Back in Black.
Well.
Mike.
A little Runs. Competition on Saturday night.
Yeah.
Runs, drop by there and break the band up before they go on.
Yeah, battle of the massive Dallas cover bands tomorrow night.
Excellent.
Now, isn't there a Sorters show in the offing tomorrow as well?
We're playing the Taste of Addison, but I couldn't find a listing of all the bands, and I didn't just want to list us.
Why not?
Because.
It's you and the B-52s.
Well, it's the B-52s and Blue October.
What do they sing?
I don't know. We played a couple shows with them, but I don't think they have any, like,
so
real radio
Blue
hits.
Blue October today.
But I think it's free and fun.
And where is it?
In Addison.
Where in Addison?
Up there near Beltline in the tollway somewhere.
Where Addison is.
Dr. Matt's a big will with that. Oh, by the way, he's pissed. He was supposed to be out here. He had a dental emergency, so he didn't get to come to the Nelson today.
Maybe he had to fix Bugs' lisp.
No. But Dr. Matt,
I don't think Bugs has one.
Dr. Matt,
I've never even met the guy. I'm telling what you told me.
Right.
He was really pissed.
I told you that.
He was really pissed he was going to get to come out here and didn't get to.
Wow.
But he's a doctor. That's what you get for being a doctor.
Right.
They have emergencies, and you got to take care of them.
Sunday at the Barley House, can this be right? The Nitrons?
Yeah. Yep.
They're playing there Saturday and Sunday?
Yeah, well, they were already booked Sunday.
Oh, they were?
You demanded an opening act for tomorrow night.
That's right, because we don't have enough stuff to play the whole thing by ourselves.
Yeah, you do.
No, we don't.
He's got 12 albums, Mike.
Well, we only have 22 of those 12 albums worth of songs worked up.
Maybe you guys ought to...
And we're going to play every one of them tomorrow night. Every single thing we know.
Is Holtzey playing with you?
Yeah.
I'm there.
Holtzey? Mm-hmm.
Maybe you guys ought to start covering another band, too, like Petty Theft, Three Dog Night cover band.
Like Petty Theft and Argent.
Right. Together again.
How about we take that under advisement?
Hey, no idea's a bad idea.
Monday at the Gypsy Tea Room, Throwdown and Most Precious Blood. Throwdown and Most Precious Blood.
Yeah, me and Dick Cakes have been rehearsing for a while for this one.
You going to do Every Rose Has Its Thorns?
Yeah.
Is he going to do I Swallowed a Basketball?
At the Barley House, Shibboleth.
Okay.
You know, you guys totally missed that other band that's playing at the Gypsy Tea Room with the Throwdown.
Yeah, Most Precious Blood.
Oh, yeah. Wednesday at the Barley House, Whiskey Glass Eye.
Don't look at me.
You know what that is?
No, I don't.
Slobberbone.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It is?
Yeah, Danny's new band, Slobberbone. You know, he's the bass player in it now.
What about that tall guy?
He's in Florida. He got married and moved to Florida, and he...
Did he quit the band?
No.
He's now doubling as Sasquatch in the Southeast.
Well, how can he play in the band and be in Florida?
Well, he's just living down there right now. He'll come back for the big tours and stuff.
Because there's no rules in bands anymore. It was a better day when you had rules.
I swear there's not, man. Like, that's crazy.
Like, when you were in a band, you lived in that city.
Well, here's the thing. They're not a local band. Those guys play tours.
Well, they're damn sure not national.
When they tour, he'll go on the road with them.
Well, how do they rehearse?
Well, when they need to get to rehearse for a tour, he'll come up and live here for a week, and they'll practice every day.
Unstable. Needs to be in the community.
It's just like any other big band. Do you think that all bands live in the same city together?
They should. It should be a rule.
No, they don't.
Well, it should be a rule.
It doesn't matter for a band like them.
Is he worth that? Is he that great?
He's good.
He's tall. He wears his bass down around his knees, and he dances goofy on stage.
And he looks good in a gorilla suit.
Thursday at the Gypsy Tea Room, Melissa Etheridge.
Wow.
Boy.
You going to that, Greg?
Am I?
Yeah.
You know what?
I like her. I think she's pretty good.
You ought to shave real close, spike your hair up a little bit, and dress up like a lesbo.
For a gag?
Yes. See if you can pass. A little red lipstick on, maybe some rouge.
All right, let's try it.
Rouge.
Let's try it. Les me out.
She will speak loudly to those who subscribe to that other magazine. At Trees, Beulah and Dios.
Beulah.
Or maybe Dios, perhaps.
It's probably Dios.
Was that a Dio cover band?
I don't know.
At Dada, Naked Lunch.
Uh-huh.
Ooh. Man, they were great.
Were they?
Tonight. Yes, that's the All Steely Dan band.
They opened up for y'all?
Yeah, they played at Dada when we were there the other night, and man, they were great. Thursday, or this is Thursday, at the Reconsider Lounge, Big Wet Booger, Whisker Biscuit, and Camel Toe Salad.
Well, crack somebody up over there. That might be the beer.
Read the first one again.
No, please. No, no. I'm not going to read any of them
please,
again. No,
come on.
No.
Corby, you read it.
No. Big Wet Book.
Read it, Cobra.
I just said it. I don't want to say it again.
Gregory, you read it.
Why not? Big Wet Booger.
I'm beginning to doubt the authenticity of the
Fred, I am too. I'm beginning to question its very existence.
It took you this long?
All right, well, let's gear up for the two-minute drill right now, doing so by clearing the lines and reloading accordingly. That next here on The Ticket.